1 Samuel chapter 14 verses 26 and 27.
And when the people had come into the woods, there was the honey dripping, but no one put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard his father charge the people with the oath. Therefore, he stretched out the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his countenance brightened.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to title this evening, I want to title the message, A Little Taste of Honey. Little taste of honey. A very simple, small word. Look at somebody and say, little taste of honey. Amen. When you go back home, just make sure that you read through the entire chapter of 1 Samuel chapter 14. The Israel nation is fighting a battle against the Philistines, and the king, Saul, is sleeping with 600 of his soldiers. He's sleeping with 600 of his soldiers, and his son Jonathan goes forth into the enemy camp and begins to fight a battle. And he brings in victory for Israel. Amen. The first point I want you to realize from that scripture is, disconnect yourself from people who are sleeping. Disconnect yourself from people who are sleeping. There are so many people who come to church, but they are spiritually sleeping. They are not hungry for God. They are not thirsty for God. They don't want to live for Jesus. They don't want to pray. They don't want to worship. They don't want to surrender their lives for God. They're just sleeping. They're spiritually sleeping. Sometimes you might find them sitting next to you. While the preaching is going on, they might be going like this. Spiritually, people who sleep, people who don't want to serve Jesus. This church, God raised up, our lives is raised up for one and one reason: to live for Jesus, to die for Jesus, to serve Him all the time in between, to live and die for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I pray that the same fire of the Holy Spirit will flow upon your hearts to make you committed to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't want people coming in up just to sit, have a good church. You know, somebody pray for me. Somebody pray for my healing. I just want to get married. I want to, have a nice burial spot to get buried when I'm dead. You don't want just people like that. You want people who are willing to put their hearts out there for God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 4 to 6. That is a scripture that we used to sing before. Hear, O Israel, for the Lord thy God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. In other words, bring your emotions into it. Are you with me? Don't be afraid to jump and dance. Don't be afraid to bring your heart. Don't be afraid to cry before God. Don't be afraid to just smile at people. Just bring your heart when you come to worship and serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. But not only your heart, but also your mind. Because our worship is sensible. Are you with me? We are not foolish. We are wise people. Foolish people don't serve Jesus. Wise people know that there is a life after death, there is a heaven and there is a hell, and you can go to heaven when you have Jesus Christ in your life. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody say amen. It's a sensible worship. Are you with me? We are just not foolishly worshiping. We are sensibly worshiping. Worship the Lord with your heart, with your passion. Worship the Lord sensibly with your mind. Live for God. That's the best choice you can make in your life. Sensible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And with all your, what? Strength. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your... In other words, if you serve the Lord, there is an action involved in that. Are you with me? Your strength is involved in that. There is an action. Look at somebody and say, there is an action when you serve the Lord. Amen. People will know that you're serving the Lord. Amen. There is an action. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The action might be very simple. It might be carrying your Bible to college, on to school, or to your workplace. It might be telling two or three people, hey, listen, I can't smoke, I can't drink, I can't do that stuff because I have dedicated my life to glorify God. Are you with me? There is an action. There's always an action. Without an action, it is like almost the doctor said the surgery was successful. But the patient died. Somebody said, I can speak in almost 24 languages. I know almost 24 languages. But the only problem that he said is I can't speak. Are you with me? No action. He says he knows it. He knows 24 languages, but he can't speak. It's the same way. You say in your heart, in your mind, you love the Lord, you serve the Lord, but there is no action. You can't come to church on time. You can't read the Bible. You don't spend time alone with God. And when you don't do stuff like that, let me tell you, you are spiritually sleeping. You are in a slumber. This afternoon, may the Holy Spirit set you free from that so you can become awake for God. Hallelujah. To live for God. Lift your hands and say, I want to be awake for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Disconnect to reconnect. Look at somebody and say, disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect to reconnect. You disconnect from people who lead you the wrong way to connect with Jesus. Are you with me? You disconnect with people and relationships who lead you in the wrong way so you can connect yourself with God's people. Praise the Lord. Amen. The first thing Jonathan did was that he disconnected himself from his father's soul. And he went to fight a battle because he was awake. The rest of them were sleeping. He said, let me go and fight a battle. 20 acres of land, a huge army. Jonathan and his armor bearer went alone to fight. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second point is, never allow people who are asleep to tell you what you should do. Are you with me? Because Saul said, we will not eat or drink anything till we have got a complete victory against the Philistine. But Jonathan went and he tasted a little bit of honey because he was fighting a battle. Are you with me? Amen. People who are sleeping should not tell you on what you should do or you shouldn't do. Isn't it amazing that so many people who don't even come to church have a good advice about how the church should run? Many people who have never pastored tell how the pastor should be. But God is looking for people who will listen to the Holy Spirit, who will treasure the word of God, and who will say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. I treasure and honor your word. Lift your head and say, listen to Jesus. Listen to God's word. Listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God has got something to say to you. Are you with me? Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Don't listen to people who are sleeping. Listen to people who are awake for God. Let them tell you, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Give one more shout to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The third point. Don't wait to celebrate. Don't wait to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't wait to do a moonwalk. How do you do it? Anybody knows how to do it? Celebrate. Don't wait. Saul was saying, we will eat and drink after we get complete victory. But Jonathan had only got partial victory. But amidst the partial victory, he stopped to celebrate and taste a little bit of honey. Some people are waiting, and they wait all through their lives to thank the Lord, to praise the Lord, to sing a song, to celebrate after they have got the biggest business opportunity or complete victory in their life, or the housework is completely finished, or the children have really graduated. I mean, they're looking for something. Never be taken hostage by the word big. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Never be taken captive or hostage by the word big. Some people will celebrate after God does something big in their lives. But Jonathan, even after he had got a small partial victory, he began to thank the Lord and celebrate and experience the refreshing of the Holy Spirit that came through the honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might not have received a complete healing. Don't wait for you to receive your complete healing. Amidst the time that you're still breathing, thank the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. You are not in ICU. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord and thank Him. Even when you have partial victories in your life. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The exams are not completely over, but thank Him anyway. Are you with me? Don't say after the exams are over, after the school closes, after the college closes, after, you know, I get a leave in my office, I will serve Jesus. No. Amidst your exams, celebrate. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So many, hallelujah, tough questions have been answered. Still, there might be tougher questions, but thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Taste a little bit of honey. That will give you the strength to go on in life. Hallelujah. Taste even your partial victories and rejoice in the Lord. Will somebody take a moment to rejoice in the Lord for your partial victories? Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are two ways that the devil will frustrate a believer. One is through failure. Every time you fail, you feel frustrated. The second way is to make you look at your life in things which is not completed or things that are incomplete. He will make you look at all the things in your life that are half done, not completed, and will make you upset and frustrated. Are you with me? The only way to have victory over that lie of the enemy and to get over that frustration is to celebrate. Hallelujah. The entire amount of the loan has not been closed, but you're still alive. The debtors have not killed you. The gundas have not broken your legs. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time you have a partial victory. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we wait to be perfect before we can celebrate. Are you with me? Don't wait for you to be perfect before you can celebrate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ah, come on, church. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Good to see you, Matthew. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hand and celebrate? Celebrate. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Numbers, the 21st chapter. The children of Israel were on their travel from Egypt unto the promised land. Through the journey, while they were halfway through, partial journey completed, they were thirsty. And God says to the elders in the tribe of Israel, tell them to look at the sand and to sing. Spring up, O well, spring up. Spring up, O well, spring up. Spring up, O well, spring up. Can you imagine that? Would you do that? Amidst a partial victory, partial journey completed, you're feeling very thirsty, you're feeling very frustrated, you can't take another step, You are dehydrated. The sun is beating on you. It is very hot. You walked a long way. Your legs are tired. Your body is tired. You just want to go back home. But hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amidst that, God is telling you to look at the sun, to look at the sand that is dry and barren, and to sing. And they were singing, spring up, O well, spring up. Spring up, O well, spring up. And the Bible says the well began to spring up, and they began to have their thirst quenched by the living waters that began to flow forth from that well. Hallelujah. You need to sing amidst the even when things you are half completed in your life, you need to sing and rejoice by even looking at the sand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help me. Help me to sing. Hallelujah. Praise Him at the partial. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Don't allow the word big to take you hostage. Big breakthrough, big business deal, big blessing to come, then I will praise Him. Are you with me? Big, huge marks to get. I never got big, huge marks. Praise the Lord. Look at Genesis chapter 1. We learn from Jesus. We learn from God. The Bible says God had a plan. He had a vision. He had a desire. And He had a desire, but He started His work. Can you imagine that? He wanted to create the whole earth. He wanted to create the sun and the moon and the stars. He wanted to create the water, and He wanted to create man, and He wanted to create woman. He wanted to create the birds and the fish and the animals, all that. He had a huge vision. On the first day, God said, let there be light. Can you imagine that? Partial victory, even for God. It might sound blasphemous when I use that word. But just imagine, the big vision is there. But the first day, let there be light. Can you imagine that? You would like to see certain things settled in your life, and the first thing that God says, let there be light. You would have said, what is the use of light? I want to see everything completed and perfect. Let there be light. And the Bible says, after He did that, He said, it is good. What did God say? It is good. Look at your neighbor and say, you're looking good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you're looking good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now give them $1 million smile. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tell them that runs in the family. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the family of God, I mean. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Genesis 1 and verse 31 says, on the sixth day after He had completed everything, He said, it is very good. Are you with me? But each stage of work that was going on, that God was doing, He stopped to celebrate and say, thank you, Lord. He took a little bit of honey, in other words. He got refreshed. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, honey, little bit of honey will refresh me. Little bit of honey will refresh me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to be fighting one battle after the other, one problem after the other. In between, He wants you to take a little bit of honey. Praise the Lord. A little bit of honey. Taste a little bit of honey. Hallelujah. You got so many things happening in your life, but take a moment to celebrate and to take a little bit of honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give one more shout to Jesus. Amen. Sometimes I do not know about you, no? And maybe you youngsters might not even know it now. But as you grow in life, anybody who is an elder here will tell you, sometimes it almost looks like as if trouble is taking tickets and standing in the queue to get to you. The only trouble that you might have right now is maybe you don't have enough pocket money, or you don't look like Alia Bhatt. That might be the only trouble that you have now. But praise the Lord, as you go on in life, it almost looks like one or the other trouble is waiting in the queue with the ticket. Next to me. You sort out one problem, another one comes up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But amidst that, don't get discouraged and burdened and look at life. But amidst that, you say, little bit of honey, let me take a moment to celebrate the little things that God has done for me. The little things that God has done for me. Hallelujah. Little things that God has done for me. Look at the book of Judges chapter 14 and verse 14. Say 14 and 14. Judges 14 and 14. Hallelujah. Amen. It says there, Samson killed a lion that came to attack him. After a few days, he went back and there was honey inside that lion. You know that story? Amen. And he tasted that honey. In other words, a few days back, a lion came to attack him. He tore it apart. He got victory. On his return journey, he stopped to taste that victory. Whenever trouble one after the other seems to come into your life, remember your past troubles and the lions that have leapt at you and that which God enabled you to tear it down and the honey that has come out from that. Take a moment to look at that and taste it and say, thank you, Lord. If you have given me past victories, you will give me victory here also. You will give me victory in this trouble also. You will bring me through this crisis also. You will bring me through this crisis also. Hallelujah. You will give me complete victory, oh God. Hallelujah. If you have given me victory in the past, you will still continue to do that for my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you still with me? Are you enjoying the word? Are you enjoying the word? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The fourth point, the Bible says Jonathan's eyes was enlightened when he took some time to celebrate. His eyes were enlightened. Enlightened. He was already awake, but he had a revelation. Are you with me? How many of you would like to see your eyes enlightened? Eyes enlightened. Amen. I was looking at this one word called justified. How many of you know the word justified in the Bible? There is a word called justified. And we used to teach it like this. Just as if I had never sinned. When you come to Jesus and when his blood cleanses you, God looks at you and says, you look like you have never sinned. Just as if you had never sinned. Justified. Are you with me? That you experience only through Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some years back in Kottayam, two beggar boys, they were going through the street begging. They didn't have food to eat. True story, something that really happened. They were going through the street begging for food. Didn't have money, didn't have good clothes. Almost half naked, they were going around. And that day, an American couple had come to Kottayam. They got off from their hotel and they were walking through the road and they saw these two little children. And some kind of warm feeling came for these children. You know what they did? They contacted the authorities, went through the government missionary, and adopted those two kids. And they were one of the richest couples in USA. They adopted to those two beggar boys, they adopted. And within 6 months, they took them to America. And there they were wearing suit, coat, a tie, having a fork and spoon, the best food. They were having the best facilities, traveling in the best car, moving around with the classiest people, having the time of their life, feeling very secure because they had all the money that they needed because they were adopted. Are you with me? And the Bible says, God adopted us. Ooh, hallelujah. That is what it means, justified. Are you with me? God adopted us.
ഇന്നലെ തെണ്ടിയെ പോലെ നടക്കുക, എന്റെ ദൈവമേ എന്തുപോയി തീരും, ലൈഫ് എങ്ങോട്ട് പോയി, എവിടെ ചെല്ലും, എങ്ങനെയാവും, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആൻഡ് സംബഡി മൈറ്റ് ഗിവ് യു എ ഹാൻഡ് ഔട്ട് ഓർ ഗിവ് യു സംതിങ് ഫോർ കണ്ടിന്യൂയിങ് ഫോർ എ ഡേ ഓർ ടു, മൈറ്റ് ഗിവ് യു ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് ഓഫ് പോക്കറ്റ് മണി, ബട്ട് ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, വി ഹാവ് എ റിച്ച് ഫാദർ ഇൻ ഹെവൻ, ഹീസ് അഡോപ്റ്റഡ് യു ത്രൂ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഹിസ് സൺ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹീസ് ഗിവൻ യു എ ഡെസ്റ്റിനി, ഹീസ് ഗിവൻ യു റോയൽ ക്ലോത്ത്സ്, യു ബിലോങ് ഇൻ ദി റോയൽ ഫാമിലി, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. യു ആർ അഡോപ്റ്റഡ്, യു ആർ ജസ്റ്റിഫൈഡ്. ഇഫ് യുവർ ഐസ് കാൻ ബി എൻലൈറ്റൻഡ് ടു റിയലൈസ് who you are in Jesus. Wow, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I'm adopted. See, that is information. Now I'm giving you a story and information, but if you will take some time to taste the honey and be refreshed and celebrate, you know what will happen? You will be enlightened. You will suddenly you won't feel like my mama doesn't love me, I've got nobody for me, my parents don't love me, my father doesn't love me, I don't have any friends, I think I'm all alone, I don't even know anybody in the church. You won't say all that. The moment you realize you're adopted, you will say, I have a father in heaven. I have a family here. This is my family. Hallelujah. These are my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I am adopted. God loves me. He cares for me. He wants me. He's called me. He needs me. He wants to use me for his kingdom. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus. One more time this evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody and say, be enlightened. നാട്ടൻ ഭാഷ പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ആനയ്ക്ക് ആനയില്ലേ, ആന ആന ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം വെക്കുന്ന സമയമുണ്ട്. ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം വെക്കുമ്പോഴാണ് ഓട്ടോറിക്ഷ ചവിട്ടി, സ്കൂട്ടർകാരനെ മറിച്ചിട്ടു, ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം വെക്കുന്ന സമയത്താണ് അല്ലേ. ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം വെക്കുമ്പോഴത്തേന് മരത്തി ഇടിച്ചിട്ടു അതൊക്കെ ചെയ്ത് ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം വെക്കുമ്പോഴാണ്. അപ്പൊ എന്തോ ചെയ്യും, ഗവൺമെന്റ് പേ ചെയ്താക്കുന്ന ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് വന്നിട്ട് അതിനെ ബോധം കെടുത്തു. മനസ്സിലാവുന്നുണ്ടോ? അപ്പൊ നമ്മൾ പത്രത്തിൽ വായിക്കുന്നത് ആനയ്ക്ക് ബോധം കെടുത്തി, അതിന് പിന്നെ അവനിങ്ങനെ ചെങ്ങലെ നടക്കും, ഒരു പാപ്പാന്റെ വഴി കാണുമ്പോ അതിനെ പുറകിൽ ഇങ്ങനെ അവന്റെ ബോധം പോയി. പിന്നെ ചില പ്രത്യേകിച്ചുള്ള ചെണ്ടകൊട്ടൊക്കെ കേൾക്കുമ്പോഴും മ്യൂസിക് കേൾക്കുമ്പോഴും പടക്കം പൊട്ടുന്നത് കേൾക്കുമ്പോ പെട്ടെന്ന് ഇവൻ ഒന്നുകൂടെ ബോധം വരും, എടാ ഓ ഇത് ചെറിയ ചെങ്ങലയും ഈ ഒരു കമ്പൊക്കെ ആയിട്ട് ഞാൻ എന്തുട്ടാ ചെയ്യുന്നത്. അവന് പെട്ടെന്ന് ബോധം വെക്കുമ്പോ പിന്നെ അവൻ ആരോ ഉരുട്ടിയിട്ടു, എന്തൊക്കെ പകർത്തു, പ്രൊയസോ മര ഉരുട്ടിയിട്ടു, വലിയ ബഹളം വെച്ചു, പിന്നെ ആരെങ്കിലൊക്കെ വന്നിട്ട് ബോധം കെടുത്തു. മനസ്സിലാവുന്നുണ്ടോ? അനേകം പേരും ബോധം കെടുത്താൻ നോക്കും. എൻലൈറ്റ്മെന്റ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ എന്നറിയോ, ബോധം വെക്കുക. ഇടയ്ക്കിടയ്ക്ക് നമുക്ക് മനസ്സിലാവും, ഓ ഞാൻ ദൈവം പൈതല, എന്നെ ദൈവം വിളിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഐ ആം അഡോപ്റ്റഡ് ഇൻ ടു ഗോഡ്സ് ഫാമിലി, ഐ ആം ജസ്റ്റിഫൈഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ശക്തിയാൽ ഐ കാൻ ഡു ഓൾ തിങ്സ് ത്രൂ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഹു സ്ട്രെങ്തൻസ് മീ. ഐ നോ ഹൂ ഐ ആം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ബോധം വെക്കുമ്പോഴാണ് നീ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി വലിയ കാര്യങ്ങൾ ചെയ്യുന്നത്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഗ്ലോറി അൺടു ദി നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ആമേൻ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Enlightened. Enlightened to realize you are adopted. You are justified. That God has filled you with the Holy Spirit. That you have victory. No chain can hold you. Are you with me? No bondage can hold you. God has got a future for you. Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Let's pray together this evening. And the last point, while you have your eyes closed, while Jonathan was fighting the battle, God was making the beast to make honey for Jonathan. Did you hear that? When you are going through the biggest struggle of your life, and when you are fighting some battle in your life, remember, God has asked some beast to make honey for you. നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി എവിടെയോ കുറച്ച് തേൻ, ഈച്ചകളെ തേൻ കൂട്ടി വെക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. അതുകൊണ്ട് നീ സൂയിസൈഡ് ചെയ്യേണ്ട, മരിക്കണ്ട, ജീവിതം ഇല്ലെന്ന് ഓർക്കണ്ട. നിന്റെ ബാറ്റിലിന്റെ നടുവിൽ പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ് ദൈവം നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി എവിടെയോ തല തേനീച്ചകളെ കൂട്ടി, അവർ നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി തേൻ കൂട്ടി വെക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. ഹീസ് കീപ്പിംഗ് എ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ഫോർ യു. ലെറ്റ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ദി പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി ലോർഡ്. Lift your hearts and your hands to Jesus this evening. Say, Father in heaven,
Father
of my Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit. Awaken me from slumber. Help me to realize who I am in you. Enlighten my heart. Enlighten my eyes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for every blessing that you've kept for me. Thank you for every part of victory that you've given me. Jesus,
come
into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Abide in me. I want to abide with you. Jesus, baptize me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Help me to know the great power of your Holy Spirit that you've placed in my life. Help me to be enlightened. Thank you for the honey, Lord.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah. Praise Him. Hallelujah.